in the movie Star Wars, Episode 4, A New Hope, Obi-Wan Kenobi takes Luke Skywalker to the top of a cliff overlooking a great metropolis in the valley below. The wise Jedi Obi-Wan says to Luke, "Mos Eisley Spaceport, you will never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious." Now, you would never know it from reading the beginning of St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, but Corinth was a great metropolis in Greece that was the Mos Eisley spaceport of its day. St. Paul could have said of the city of Corinth, "You will never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy." Corinth was well known in the ancient world for its wretchedness, scum, and villainy. It was well known for its idolatry, for its prostitution, for its immorality, for its fornication. It was well known for the abomination of homosexual activity, which St. Paul will condemn later in his letter. And to the first Corinthians, to the first Christians living in the wretched city of Corinth, St. Paul writes and says, "You must be cautious." No, that's not what he says. That's not what my version of today's second reading says. He says, "You must be holy." To the church of God that is in Corinth, you are called to be holy. You've been sanctified in Christ Jesus, which is a fancy word that comes from two Latin words meaning to make holy, sacro and facere, to make holy. You have been made holy in Jesus. Jesus made you holy, and it is your vocation, your calling to be holy. St. Paul is just echoing what the Old Testament says in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 2, when God says, "Be holy as I am holy." So, St. Paul is saying to the Christians living in Corinth, in the midst of all of this wretchedness and scum and villainy, you're called to be holy like God. The word holy, it comes from the Greek word hagios, which means to be set apart. To be set apart. And when the ancient Israelites used the word holy, it was always in reference to the temple. There were two words. There's profane, which has a different sense than it does today. Profane for us is, "Oh, my goodness, it's profane." No, profane to the Israelites just meant it was outside the temple. And holy for the Israelites meant that it was set apart for the temple. So what St. Paul is saying to the Corinthians, he's saying, you're called to be holy. You're called to be set apart for temple worship. You're called to the worship of Almighty God in your bodies. And you probably guessed it a few minutes ago, it's not just the Corinthians who are called to be holy. We are called to be holy. There was one time when Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta was asked, "So, what's it like to be a living saint?" And Mother Teresa said, "Well, I'm glad you can see Jesus in me because, well, I can see Jesus in you. We're all called to holiness, even you, sir." Yes, indeed. Mother Teresa got it right. We're all called to holiness. Even you. God isn't calling us to be cautious. He's not calling us to be average. He's calling us to be holy. And this is what I want as a pastor. as a father for my spiritual children. My deepest desire, my deepest longing for you is that you're holy, like God is holy. Sadly, the world doesn't want us to be holy. The world doesn't want us to be holy, to be set apart, to be like Christ. The world wants us to be just like everybody else, right? You might remember the movie Sister Act and that little scene where the nuns in full habit are looking for Sister Mary Clarence at a Reno casino. And as all of these nuns in full habits go into the Reno casino, the Mother Superior says, "Try to blend in." Try to blend in a full habit in a casino? You got to be kidding. It's impossible. Like it is for the Christian in the world. We can't blend in. As Peter Kraft would say, we can't assimilate into the world. Jesus would say, you don't belong to the world. You're not of the world. You have to live in the world, Jesus says in John's gospel, but you're not of the world. And because of that, Jesus said to his apostles, he said, because you're not of the world, the world's going to hate you and they're going to persecute you and pick on you and laugh at you. And that shouldn't be surprising. Because if we're living the way Jesus asks of us, we're going to stick out. We're not going to blend in. That's because we're called to be set apart, called to be holy, made holy in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.